Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, everyone. How are you doing? Did you have a nice day, a nice morning, a nice afternoon, a nice night? I hope so. Welcome to listen to this new episode 5. I think it is. In last episode, I said I plan to postpone the post of episode 5. Yeah, it is. I do need to postpone the day of one of my recent episodes or following episodes, really. Maybe episode 5, now it isn't. It should be episode 6. I'm sure this time it won't be wrong, because I have a test next Saturday, and I'm going to school next Thursday, the day of March 16th. Sorry for the delay of next episode. I can't, and I have two. It is the most urgent thing I must do this month, which will decide my whether I will advance my study career or just leave school for the coming graduation time. It is really important, isn't it? Yes, of course it is. You should say. At the meantime, it is difficult for those who don't propel them well, but it is both difficult and complex for me. I have a feeling that certainly confused me a lot, which goes like I designed that I could pass the test and get access to another school, some better than now, at the same time that I won't go study further. I don't have too much time when I graduated from my second university whose test I passed this time. I must be a bit of old, of some degree, compared to those people who come out for society once they graduate. The fact is, I'm definitely much older than those guys, which will become my short in fighting my job, if we are in the same interview. So, I don't want this sort of thing, it is in fact, but you know, it seems that I honestly should be there if I pass, not become the fact yet. I will tell you though, when the day comes. Generally, Zoe says I was not in happy mood, but very dumb. Everything in eyes was dark and not impressive. Just like, oh my god, why is the air temperature so cold and chill, although the spring comes? Why is the weather here always so dark and not clean? I'm not in London, you know, but the feeling, the environment it gave to me is I'm in London, one of the rainiest country in the world, like here, maybe just like these days. Since this is unstopping rain, I bet the sun will come out from the dark clouds soon, as usual. It must blend to my sort of bad mood these days. I saw everything was disgusting and swear all the time. I got a very heavy cold, really serious, and it isn't gone, but I felt much better today compared to the last few days, so I can do my new podcast again. Here you can hear me and my voice. You will find my voice is still a bit weird, I think. If you were new, you should ignore it. My noise is still blocked and keeps running. Very uncomfortable, especially now when you are at work, you know. You need to work with your bad physical condition. I think it is the most common thing you can find in China. They won't take day off, although they're here, cause they can't take the day off and get the payment at the meantime. They choose to continue to work instead of rest. I don't think it is a sensible decision for you or the company you work for. It will slow down your work process, without any efficiency. So you'd better stop and ask your leader for some days off. Okay, that's it. That's the end of my episode. And next you will help me read some latest news from website. Why did people assume an Asian woman was a nanny? By now, most of the internet seems to have seen the video of a BBC interview being interrupted by two small children. International relations professor Robert Kelly's interview about South Korea was briefly interrupted by his two small children walked in. He managed to keep his composure, and his wife ushered the two young intruders out. The video has been viewed hundreds of million times and delighted hundreds of thousands of people on social media. But it didn't go unnoticed that many people, including some media outlets, had assumed that Professor Kelly's wife, Jun R. Kim, was the nanny. It sparked wide discussion about the substance about race, gender, and mixed race couples. Was it reasonable to assume Miss King was the nanny? Some families in South Korea do hire nannies, especially if both parents work long hours. But many people feel the assumption that Miss King was the helper rather than the children's mother was grounded in racial stereotypes about the roles played by Asian women. Not everyone thinks this is fair. Some have argued that the look of panic on Miss King's face and the way she speedily ushered out the children suggested that she was a nanny and concerned for her job. But others say she behaved as only a mother would, and that she was obviously anxious, and that her husband's interview not be disrupted further. Either way, it is fair to say Korean speakers would have known she was the mother, because during the video, the daughters appeared to say, "Why? What's wrong?" and "Mommy, why?" What sort of assumptions do people make about Asian women? Conscious or unconscious bias does happen sometimes. When I was at university in London, most people I met assumed that I, as a British Chinese student, was studying either medicine or economics when I was actually studying English literature. It was a little annoying, but not a huge deal. But sometimes the substance can be more hurtful. Okay, so much for today's news. Thanks for your listening. Please don't forget, you can also drop me a line and find me on Instagram and my website. Have a nice day and enjoy your life. Bye, bye, bye.